Yo, what's up, everyone? So I want to talk about some MMOs. I want to talk about the system in general. I want to talk about Final Fantasy XIV and World of Warcraft, Elder Scrolls Online. I want to talk about a few of them. Just talk about different mechanics and why I'm choosing to fully go into Final Fantasy XIV as a content creator. Because there's so much to that game that I just can't even begin to explain, because there's so much to give in that game. So let's talk about this. So we have Elder Scrolls Online, World of Warcraft, and Final Fantasy XIV, probably like the top three, I guess, pay to play, if you want to say. I know Elder Scrolls Online is optional pay to play, but it is, you can pay to play, and you get a lot of different benefits for paying. And then Final Fantasy XIV and World of Warcraft are the two most probably biggest paid to play MMOs out there currently right now. I don't know how many people are playing World of Warcraft, but right now there's 16 million players playing on Final Fantasy XIV, which is just insane. That's a lot of people, especially when you're talking about MMOs. So let's start with WoW. I played WoW for 13 years. World of Warcraft, I think, is a great game in its own right. I don't like the direction that it has been going. I don't like Battle for Azeroth. I thought Legion was absolutely amazing. I really enjoyed it. But as you were getting further and further into the game, you could tell they were going to like a Diablo style type of game. Now, I don't mind games like that on Diablo, Torchlight, The Division. It makes sense. When I'm playing an MMORPG, though, when I am going to do a raid and to go do a specific type of dungeon that I'm looking for a specific type of gear, I don't want to, in an MMORPG like World of Warcraft, I don't want to have to go after all these RNG elements. Leave that for shooter looters. World of Warcraft is not a shooter looter, and that's the way they went with it. And that's probably the biggest reason why I got turned off from the game, is that here's this looting video game now that used to be just go raid this specific raid, and then you would come out on top with probably some of the best items that you could get, and only the most dedicated and most dedicated players would get it. And now that's not true, because now I'm going in and anyone can get it as long as you run the same run over and over and over again. There's really no difference between, you know, a hardcore player or a casual player, because a casual player will eventually have that gear. All they gotta do is run it over and over again. Yeah, there's mythic, heroic, and normal versions of it, but I guess that's the biggest difference, is that there's mythic rewards, heroic rewards, and casual or normal rewards, which is I guess the biggest difference. It doesn't make any sense to me, though, because I don't like that. I feel like that a person who is running mythic specific raids should be going after crazy like legendary weapons that like only the most dedicated players can get, not some RNG random gear that's gonna be like, oh well, you ran it, but you got the gear, it looks cool, but it's not the stats I want. Leave that for Diablo, leave that for Division 2, leave that for games like Anthem. That doesn't belong there in an MMORPG, which is why the biggest reason why I left World of Warcraft. They changed it in so many different ways. Like, they made it a looter shooter and it does not belong. They took a square peg and put it into a round hole. This does not fit. Does not fit. It doesn't belong there. The biggest reason why I left. And also the biggest reason why I left, I didn't like the way they took the whole direction of Battle for Azeroth. The story arc made no sense to me. I don't know. I left it for many, many reasons. So then I popped into Elder Scrolls Online. I think Elder Scrolls Online offers a lot, a lot of sandboxy type MMO, which you don't see much of anymore. You know, it's Black Desert Online, which is a really big sandboxy type MMO, I guess, probably one of the bigger ones out there. But Elder Scrolls Online offers a whole different spin on sandbox, I feel like, because you still have the follow the train level, you know, follow the story to get to where you have to go to next. And you can pretty much start the story anywhere you want. You could start it in Morrowind, you could start it in Somerset, you can start it now in Elsewhere. Or you can start it back at the original Elder Scrolls Online and follow the whole story of Tamriel, which is actually pretty cool. I like that. But what I really like about Elder Scrolls Online, which I think that does, it gives you that sandbox feel. The biggest thing for me is that there's no crazy RNG on gear. Probably the biggest thing you can have on gear RNG-wise in Elder Scrolls Online are your traits. I go to a dungeon, X specific trait drops. I don't want that trait, but I'm going to research it. Because I can break down that piece of gear and research it, because you know what? Maybe a later build, I might need that. So they made the RNG not so useless, where World of Warcraft RNG is just useless. I don't need agility on this. I need, you know, I need crit. I need whatever, you know, whatever it might be. Elder Scrolls Online really took the RNG aspect and kind of flipped it, where you go and run a dungeon and you're getting all the specific stats that you need, but then you're getting traits that are RNG based, but you're getting all the right stats that you need. So then the only thing you're building out are gear with specific traits you need on it. The gear itself, you know, to say Dragonborn gear, will have all the specific stats that you already need, and then you just tack on the trait that you need. You can build out your build based on that, based on the, and then on top of the actual skill build that you want to use in conjunction with those stats and the traits that will actually feed off each other, which I think is an amazing. Elder Scrolls Online does it so well. I really think World of Warcraft could take a key to that, because I feel like WoW has really become a looter shooter, and it's not meant to be one, and that's just the way that's going. And if I really wanted to play a looter shooter, I would play the Diablo game, I would play Division 2, I would play Destiny, I would play Borderlands, I would play something along those lines that is actually a looter shooter and not a looter shooter pushed and forced down the throat of an MMORPG, which is why I stopped playing it. Elder Scrolls Online, I think, offers a lot in sandboxing content. I like to go out and solo world bosses, but I didn't like the end game. I wasn't feeling the end game dungeons. The combat, I love the combat. I think the combat's great, but coming down to end game, I just wasn't feeling it. It wasn't something I really was enjoying. And the PvP, I'm not a competitive player. I really don't enjoy competitive gaming. I will play it, but I rather do more co-op type play styles. So PvP was not really for me in the realm of things. And the raids that were inside of Elder Scrolls Online, they were cool. The trials, I guess you want to call them, they weren't just for me. And the game itself was good. The game itself is amazing. I shouldn't say good. The game itself is amazing. ZeniMax Online has come a long way with the development of that game, and you can tell they put their blood, sweat, and tears into that game, and I commend it, because it came out from a horrible launch to something that is just amazing to just sit down and play if you're into story, or if you're into sandbox, or if you're into, like, you know, weird builds and PvP. Because PvP is actually really good in Elder Scrolls Online. You know, you go into Cyrodiil and you can just go around and just either do it with a group or go around and just, you know, gank things all day, which is pretty cool. But again, the game itself, the dungeons, the combat, and just weren't, I wasn't feeling it. So now let's fast forward to Final Fantasy XIV. Final Fantasy XIV, I started playing 5 years ago. I was on a break from World of Warcraft because of Warlords of Draenor, another bad expansion. Did not enjoy that one at all. Actually, I enjoy three of them. That's a topic for different discussion. I was not enjoying a lot of the World of Warcraft content, so I came across Final Fantasy XIV and fired it up. I started playing right before Ninja was released, which is like 2.something. It's been phenomenal. It's been an absolute ride. I love every single second of the game, the story, the combat, the amount of game that there is in Final Fantasy XIV is insane. Like, you have your job system, which I think is absolutely amazing. You can have one character to play all the different classes. You never have to have an alt. Inventory space can be a big bother because of that. So as you have a inventory management crisis on your hands, or nightmare hands, if you're not very good at managing inventory. Like, sometimes I just let it get so bad I have a lot of cleanup to do, but that's fine. That's you know, trivial to compare to what the actual game gives you. Crafting in itself, like World of Warcraft, crafting is a joke. Then you have Elder Scrolls Online crafting, which is actually pretty cool. I do like it. You're using it to build out your specific items with specific traits that are going to be tailored toward the build that you were building on your ESO skills, which is very cool, because then you can, you know, swap out traits, build out different armor if you want. It takes a lot to do, because it's not just like, oh, I'm going to build this. You have to farm a lot of mats, especially legendary mats, to give yourself the armor you're looking for. Sorry, my cat is meowing in the background. She's brand new to the house. So Final Fantasy XIV, though, is like its own leveling job system in its own right. So you go in and you have alchemists, you have a cook, you have blacksmiths and goldsmiths, pretty much like the same things from Final Fantasy XI. And it has its own intricate system where you need to, you can put it on autocraft, right? But you lose experience, you don't get the high quality. So you're actually trying to use these different abilities to build out your different crafting, whether you're going to be furnishing your house or you're going to be building high level gear, which is actually close enough to get yourself into a high level raid so you can start getting the better gear. So there's many reasons why I prefer Final Fantasy XIV over the two. The biggest probably is the story. They make you front and center of the story, and then everyone else that plays around you is also front and center. But the way they portray it is that you're this amazing hero, you're the warrior of the light, soon to be warrior of dark, the warrior of light, and everyone else around you are adventurers. They're your friends that have been helping around, and they are able to go into these raids and help your main character overcome some of the hardest trials and raids and dungeons in the game. The story is absolutely fantastic. The combat system is different from most MMOs. It's a little bit slower, where I think World of Warcraft has like a, I think it was a 1 second, then it became 1.5 second GCD. The ESO has a global one second global cooldown over every single ability that you use. You click a button, it takes a second. It doesn't matter what it is. It takes 1 second for it to refresh, unless you're swinging your sword around. Now, but even then, you know, it's action combat. You have many different ways of actually using your heavy attack, your light attack, and making sure that you're getting the most out of both of those and weaving in those heavy attacks to bring back your stamina. But that's different discussion, but it's very, very cool the way they did it. But the combat system for Final Fantasy 14, I feel like, yes, it has a lower global cooldown, but your there's other abilities, a lot of abilities that are off the GCD that you're pressing, that you're doing, so you never feel like you're waiting for something. It's always something that's happening. It's always something you're being proactive to or you're reacting to. There's always something you have to press to initiate something else. So like you know, like a basic paladin rotation. I don't know the abilities off the names, but you do these specific rotations to either build off your hate or to DPS. And as you specifically press those certain things, another ability will pop up. Like the pacify ability will pop up, which you can press R. I think it's after you block, you press R. Well, for me, it's R. You press the ability, and it's off the GCD. It has its own global cooldown. So in the midst of doing all these different abilities, you press his pacify ability to pacify the guy, so you can't use any of his abilities, and it just keeps going on like that. Like stuns off the GCD, but many different abilities are off the GCD, which makes it very, very interesting. I feel like it keeps once you get past a certain level, like level 30, it keeps everything really fast paced. The game in the very beginning does feel very lackluster, like a Realm Reborn. I do remember playing, going through, I'm like, oh my god, it's just so slow, it's just boring. But I pushed through it because I was just over, you know, Cataclysm and Mists of Pandaria and then Warlords of Draenor. I'm like, I'm done. WoW, this Blizzard is just not going in the direction that I really enjoy WoW. And then Realm Reborn came out, and then Heavensward released, which was just wow. The story was phenomenal. If you're playing a Realm Reborn right now, you're probably like pulling your hair out going, why is this game so slow? It is. I'm telling you, push through it. By the time you hit Heavensward, you will be just, your jaw will drop, because the combat gets a lot better. They redefine it. The story gets a hell of a lot better too. There's a lot of things that happen within Heavensward. It's kind of making, you know, with story wise and combat wise, it's a fun story. It's a fun expansion. They added a lot to it. Different mechanics, the boss fights I thought in Heavensward were really good. Some of the raids in there were really good. The trials were really good. It was definitely worth playing. Like Alexander Raid was a lot of fun. So if you're coming up to Heavensward right now, I highly suggest you keep pushing through it. You will not be disappointed come Heavensward. We got into Stormblood, and I actually took a break from Stormblood because World of Warcraft Legion popped out, and Legion was actually really good. I enjoyed the story. I love the direction they were going. To me, Legion, I'm done with it. Sargeras is locked away. Illidan, his name has been cleared. You know, that was like one of the main storylines I followed. Like Wrath, you know, we defeated the Wrath. We defeated Arthas. Okay, that was a great. I love that storyline. One of my favorites. We defeated now Sargeras. Another one of my favorite storylines. We defeated him, and now we move into Legion. all right, we defeat this guy, but then all this shooter-looter mechanics are in World of Warcraft. I'm like, what is this? Like, why is there so much RNG? Let's not even discuss legendaries. That was a debacle in itself. Legendaries were just ridiculous. I was like, oh, I could play a game and maybe I'll get it. And if RNG is on your side, RNG is on your side. I had a friend I played with and he had most of his legendaries. We played the amount at the same time. I maybe have four on my main character where he has totem them all. And yeah, maybe I granted I played many different characters, but even those characters maybe had like one, two, and he's playing more. He's playing like two or three different characters. It was just crazy. I'm not trying to gripe about legendaries, but the RNG aspect of World of Warcraft, I feel, has ruined the game. And they really need to come back to the basics of farming the best gear and making people stand out. Where in Final Fantasy 14, which is what I like. So you come back to Stormblood, and you have the you have some of the like top tier like. The extreme trials. Not everyone can do it. They're hard. They take a lot of coordination. They take a lot of, you know, understanding of mechanics. There's so many things going on at once and making sure that you can understand it. And if you can do it, you get some of the top tier weapons in the game. They're just amazing looking. And you equip them and people are like, wow, where'd you get that from? Oh, I got this from, you know, Bismarck Extreme. It's like, oh, wow. Which is just crazy, and not everyone can do that, and it gives that gear lust, like, oh my god, I really want that, and maybe it then turns around and makes people better at playing the game, because they want to chase that gear, they want that gear, they're lusting after it, they want it so bad, so they get it, and they do it, and they become a better player because of it. Where World of Warcraft right now is just like, oh well, if I just raid the dungeon over and over again, I'll finally get the stats I want. You finally get it, but it's like, where's the sense of accomplishment? Everyone has it. Everyone has the same gear as me. Because if I'm a Dark Knight, if I'm a Death Knight, everyone, and I'm a tank, everyone needs a specific build. Maybe slightly, you're a slightly different build because you're playing with a different talent. Based on what it is, I know they're changing the talent keys and whatnot. Talent keys, the talent trees and whatnot. So I guess we'll see what happens. Comes 8.2. But right now, World of Warcraft is just, I've played for 13 years. I've seen enough of it. I played it. I beat it. If you're playing, I hope you're enjoying it to the fullest. If you're not, I highly suggest you check out Final Fantasy 14 because they really do have that sense of accomplishment feel while you're playing the game. From the story to chasing Zodiac weapons, which are like the best weapon, like the hardest weapons you can get in the game. Not always the best in slot, but they are some of like the bragging rights of the games. You spent months to do these quest lines, to do these different hard-ass raids, to do collect all this material, to build these weapons, to make something that's so unique and so powerful. So Final Fantasy 14, 16 million players, an expansion that's early access this Friday. If you've not pre-ordered it, pre-order it this Friday. If you're nearing the end of Stormblood, you will not be disappointed. It's going to be so good. Like, just looking at everything, I'm so hyped for it. But if you have not played into it, Final Fantasy 14, you can start a free trial up to level 30, which is awesome. So that means you can unlock your job. You can play around the class. You can get pretty deep into the story and get good fundamental understanding of the game. Final Fantasy 14, I think, is one of the best pay-to-play games out there right now. They offer so much for everybody, from crafting that we discussed really quick to trials, which are like you just go in and fight this one boss, but they're extremely difficult, and it's where you get a lot of the mounts, where a lot of the weapons from. And then you have the raids where you can get your tier sets from, pretty much your tier sets, I guess. And then each new upcoming raid, like you have like Eden, and then you're gonna have Eden Savage from Shadowbringers, which is, you know, the basic tier whatever raid Savage. Eden will be your basic tier raid for Shadowbringers. Then Eden Savage 2 weeks later, after the release of the game, will be the next tier and the higher level tiers. And not everyone's going to be able to do Savage because Savages can be pretty tricky. A lot of mechanics, a lot of things you have to watch out for, a lot of different tanks and DPS and working together to make sure that it works. That's just where I feel like in certain games, you just go in and press buttons and you beat it. Final Fantasy 14 is definitely, maybe I'm biased because I'm playing it, but I can tell you going in from it for years, playing it for 5 years, and playing World of Warcraft for 13, and playing Elder Scrolls Online for 2, Final Fantasy 14 has been the absolute most fun, engaging, community-focused game I have ever played, and I highly, highly recommend it. It's what I've been streaming. I'm building out a lot of content for it. I'm going to be putting out more videos like this. Not comparisons, between different games, but definitely more videos where we'll discuss mechanics, where we'll discuss raids, we'll discuss trials, crafting, things like that. We'll be making guides. A lot of things coming down the pipe for Final Fantasy XIV. I'm extremely excited, guys. This Friday starts it all, so be ready. Lots of stuff coming out on the YouTube channel for me and on the D-Lab channel for me. So definitely pay attention, but keep an eye out for it. We definitely have some good content coming out. I'm very excited for it. Shameless plug. But I appreciate you guys, you know, stopping in and listening, and or either you listen to it on a podcast or you stopped in on YouTube and watched this. Just some really good Final Fantasy XIV is a really good game overall. And the direction of WoW, I probably will never ever play World of Warcraft again. I don't like to say never. I won't play World of Warcraft again. And Elder Scrolls Online, I like to pop in every now and then and just mess around. But Final Fantasy XIV is bae, so we'll be playing that a lot. But guys, I hope you enjoyed this video. Leave a comment below, subscribe, like, and I'll definitely be putting out more of these. I hope to see you guys next time. I'll talk to you all later. Peace out, everyone.